بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing in the chapter on humility and being lenient, kind with the believers. Today's hadith, عن إياد بن حمار رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله أوحى إلي أن تواضعوا حتى لا يفخر أحد على أحد ولا يبغي أحد على أحد رواه مسلم. Hazrat Iyad ibn Himar radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Allah Ta'ala revealed to me that you should be humble so that no one will boast about himself over another and no one will commit injustice over another. You see, one of the root causes of injustice, any type of injustice, is because of pride, because of arrogance. In fact, if a community, we got people that don't have pride, people are not arrogant, humble people in general, you'll find that not only will each one fulfill the next person's rights, they will even fulfill the rights of animals also. People have got humility in them, they will even look after the animals. But when people are proud, arrogant, then you'll find that even the animals also won't be protected. Even the rights of the animals will be taken away. The root cause is this pride, this arrogance, that each person wants to boast about himself, that I am better than the next person. In fact, you find that this humility is such a thing that you can get 100 people to stay in one refugee camp. Simple camp. And everyone there will be happy. You'll see them smiling, laughing, joking. They'll be happy with each other. 100 people staying in a refugee camp. But when you got just 2 people that are proud and arrogant, even if those 2 people are staying in one palace, you won't have any peace. Why? Because each one is against the other. Each one has got pride. So even if they're staying in a massive palace, they won't be at ease and at peace. But you get 100 people staying under one roof, and if they got humility in them, every one day will be happy. This is the quality of humility. It creates happiness, it creates joy, it creates an environment of sharing and caring. And when pride is found in any environment, then all it does is just spoils that environment. It takes away all that happiness from the environment. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما نقصت صدقة من مال وما زاد الله عبدا بعفو إلا عزا وما تواضع أحد لله إلا رفعه الله رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه نديت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم, in this hadith we see Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم says 3 things, and all these 3 things, the opposite is apparent to what is being said. What Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying and what the apparent is opposite. But the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam trump even the apparent. Apparent goes one side, but the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can never ever be false. The first thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, that no charity ever decreases any wealth. There isn't such a thing that charity, any charity, will decrease a person's wealth. It's going against the apparent. A man has 100 rand, he gives 50 rand. What does it look like? It looked like his money went down, his amount decreased. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying the money didn't decrease, and that is haq, 100% true, the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is the first thing. The next thing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, that no person ever forgives another person without Allah Ta'ala increasing him in honor. When you forgive a person, it looks as though you humbled yourself, you lost your status, that you forgot, you made somebody maaf, you forgave somebody. It looks as though outwardly, apparently it looks as though you have dropped yourself. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, Allah is increasing you in honor. Allah is increasing your respect. Apparently saying something, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us something else. And the third thing is, no person ever humbles himself for the sake of Allah without Allah Ta'ala elevating him. Man tawada ahadun lillah illa rafa'ahu Allah. No person humbles himself for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, except that Allah Ta'ala will give him respect. He's humbling himself, he's making himself simple, humble, not trying to show his greatness in front of people, not boasting about his achievements, nothing. He's humble for the sake of Allah. Whatever was done was for the sake of Allah. Even that also, this person is thinking that I haven't done anything. Allah Ta'ala is the one that gives respect. Respect is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On one occasion, Hazrat Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullah alayh, very, very great alim. He was a ustad of many, many of our senior ulama in India. At that time, on one occasion, he was teaching the students in the sehen of the masjid. In India, you'll find that the sehen of the masjid is not like our sehen, that is undercover. Many places it's outside. So he was teaching them hadith. Imagine a very senior, great alim teaching them hadith, and then he started drizzling. So when he started drizzling, then the students took hold of the kitab to protect the kitab. They tried to shelter it, and they all ran into the masjid to save their kitabs and save themselves from getting wet. So Maulana woke up and he saw that the shoes of the students are still outside. So he went personally and picked up all the shoes and put it under one sheltered area so the shoes of the students don't get messed. When the students saw that, they all felt so embarrassed that we just ran into the masjid, and here our ustad, he went and picked up everyone's shoes and put it in a shelter. Now this is what you call humility. A person doesn't look to see who I am, what is my status, how can I do that, how can I do something menial. He doesn't even think like that, doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another great alim, Mawlana Yaqub Nanoti rahmatullah alayhi, he was the deputy principal of Darul Uloom Diyobat. On one occasion, one simple villager invited him. These pious people, when a simple person would invite them, they don't look to say, I'm such a big person, and he's such a simple person, I can't accept his dawat, I only accept the invitation of the rich. No, they don't even work like that. In fact, they get happier when a poor person has to call them, because they know there's more ikhlas, more sincerity in the poor person. In them going for that invitation, it's genuinely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no such thing, I'm going because a rich person has called me, or a famous person has called me. So he accepted, but this person was staying some kilometers away from the Diyoband where he was stationed. So, and no vehicle had come. Normally for these buzuroks, if it's somewhere out, somebody will send a vehicle, a car, or some arrangement for transport. So he didn't worry. He said, never mind, I'll take a walk. So he walked and he went alone and he went to this person's house. And he accepted this villager's invitation happily. And when he was leaving, now that villager said, I got a whole lot of mangoes to give you. India, in summer, you get a lot of mangoes. So he packed up one massive parcel of mangoes. Like you can see a big sack of mangoes he packed up. And he said, take this with you. Now imagine, he's old and he's frail. And this person is giving him to keep his heart. He said, okay, I'll take this mangoes. Now he's to walk back all the way with that mangoes. So one hand he's carrying it, not asking anybody for help. Then whilst he's carrying it, he took it in the other hand, sharing hands, because now his hands are paining to such an extent that as he came close towards the open, it was almost as though his hands became lame with the weight of that mangoes. Then he said, okay, let me put it on my head. So he put it on his head, and that helped him to reduce the weight, and he was walking. And everyone is looking at this big Sheikhul Hadith, deputy principal of the Darul Uloom, is walking with like this, with a sack of mangoes on his head. And as he's going, he's smiling, making salam to this person, salam to that person, salam to that person. Not feeling shy that this is below my dignity to be carrying one sack like this. Nothing. What should I feel shy for? I'm not doing any guna. Today when we do gunas, we don't feel shy. Why should we feel shy when we're not fulfilling or doing anything that is not guna? So Allah Ta'ala give us these qualities. When a person has got humility in his life, everything becomes easy. Even to help at home becomes easy. To help with the staff becomes easy. To help at work becomes easy. To assist in any type of work. If there's some program, I can be on parking, I can be on security, I can be in cooking, I can be cutting potatoes. It doesn't make a difference. Why? Because I got humility in my life. If a person doesn't have that, then he'll want only those positions where there is some type of show, where there is some types of recognition. Allah Ta'ala save us and give us this quality of humility. We see what an important quality this humility is. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.